Shut up and sit down.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 3 of Reddit Tales and Takeaways. Once again, I am Reed.
And I'm Parks, and today we will be doing the r/petty revenge. And basically what we're going to be deciding is if the revenge is warranted, that's the first thing. And then also if the revenge is effective, so yep. If we like the way they went about getting and revenge.
How petty they are.
Maybe, yeah. Pettiness will also be, like, considered, so...
Yep.
Why don't we just hop right into it?
Let's get right into it.
Okay. Jerk dad hits my daughter in face with frisbee. Initial reactions from the title.
I have a feeling that this is just going to be an accident, and he, like, didn't mean to hit her with the frisbee.
And then in that case, it might not be a warranted petty revenge, but we'll see.
Yep.
Because what have we learned? Titles are deceiving. We've learned that, so let's...
Yep.
Let's get into
quite the detective over here.
Yep. Background. Many years ago, when my daughter, MD in parentheses, do you know what that means?
MD?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
All right, one thing, though. You said background very aggressively. I just want to point that
okay,
out.
Okay, I'll say it. I'm going to just restart. I feel like we'll just get our groove going. Okay. Background. Many years ago, when my daughter was 6... we went to a dad/daughter activity at her school. MD, I guess that's just what they're calling her. They're going to pretend her name's MD.
Maybe that is her name. Maybe they're not pretending.
Maybe, we'll see. I think they're pretending, but we'll see.
Okay.
MD had recently lost her 2 front top baby teeth, and the permanent teeth were just breaking through. This will be relevant in the story. Okay. One of the dads, who was, and probably still is, a bit of a know-it-all jerk, JD for jerky dad, was attending with his 2 daughters, one in
MD's so funny
grade.
Over there.
Caught me off guard. Was attending his 2 daughters, one in MD's grade, and an older 10-year-old. JD decided to teach his 10-year-old daughter how to throw a frisbee. He did this while standing in the middle of the crowd of about 80 people.
Okay, hold on. So from what I'm catching right now, I just have a feeling, like an itch inside of me, that this is just going to be an accident.
Yeah.
And this lady's going to go crazy over nothing.
Okay, what I'm thinking is that jerky dad he's like an idiot, but...
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't teach your daughter how to throw a frisbee, which is like... I mean, throwing a frisbee isn't the easiest thing to do, especially in a big crowd. Kind of hard to thread the needle.
But I will say, it's sounding like it's going to be an accident and that this might be an unwarranted revenge.
Yep, that's what I'm catching.
We'll see. And this wasn't any regular frisbee. It was the heavier and larger competition frisbees. JD wanted us all to know that he was on an ultimate frisbee team and that his skills were amazing in his own mind.
This guy sounds like a piece of work.
Yeah.
Who's on an ultimate frisbee team as an adult.
I don't know. I mean, people do that and it's fun, but I wouldn't be bragging about it.
Yeah. He's probably plays the frisbee golf stuff
because
he has the expensive like heavy
ones.
Yeah.
That knock out kids teeth really well. Okay, we'll continue. Well, one of his errant throws hooked hard in the right and caught MD square in the mouth, knocking her off her feet. I just like to imagine that. Who threw it?
No, he threw it.
He threw it and it
veered to the right. And then if someone gets hit by a frisbee in their head and they fall over,
okay, but it's
I would start busting out
laughing. She's 6 years old.
That's still hilarious.
You'd laugh at a child? You're
yes,
evil.
Yes, I would.
Okay. I ran to MD and picked her up, getting blood from her busted lip. Very minor injury all over my shirt. The blood made the minor injury look much worse than it actually was. A crowd gathered to see what had happened. Okay, so it's a minor injury, but, you know, it looks kind of bad. JD came up and said that MD had walked into the throw. Okay.
This guy needs to let go of his ego.
I know. Maybe you're just not that good at ultimate frisbee. I let him know that I had seen the whole thing and that he was trying to throw it to his older daughter, He was standing 30 feet to the right of us. I asked you, Jamie.
Wait, hold on. All right, some real detective work here.
Okay, get it.
So the daughter, or the mom writer, she said that he threw it and it, like, veered to the right into her daughter.
Yes.
That is a direct quote.
Yes.
And now she's saying that the guy's daughter was 30 feet to the right.
Okay.
So.
I think she's just hyperbolizing.
I got some fishy business here. Even if she is hyperbolizing, she's saying it veered to the right when he meant to throw it to the right. So.
We'll see. Maybe.
Detective over here.
Mr. Detective. I asked JD why he thought it was a good idea to throw that frisbee in the middle of the crowded area since he didn't have the skill to control
it. That's just disrespectful.
She's disrespecting his ultimate frisbee game.
Yep.
And of course, he had nothing worthwhile to say. Here's the petty revenge. I whispered in my daughter's ear to play along. Then I made a big show examining my still sobbing daughter's lip. And what with many still gathered.
Oh, hold on. I'm about to predict what's going to happen.
Okay.
Because she said she just lost her two front teeth.
Yep.
She's going to blame it on that.
That's a good prediction. With many still gathered, the conversation went like this. It looks like you knocked out her two front teeth. OMG, I'm so sorry. Did I really knock them out? MD, right on cue, looked at JD and sobbed out a pathetic yes. And then she showed JD.
All right, why'd you say yes like that?
Because she's a little girl. Like, yes.
That's not how you made it sound.
And then she showed JD the gap in her teeth. She immediately buried her face in my shoulder again, except this time she was pretending to sob in order to mask her laughing. By the way, MD is an adult now. And is still just as devious. I'm not gonna lie, that kind of pisses me off. Unneeded information.
Yeah, quit tooting her horn, buddy.
I saw JD again for middle school graduation. He commented on the frisbee incident, which I had just about forgotten. Now it was my turn. Do you see she's got braces? You knocked out her baby teeth. Her orthodontist said without them in place, the permanent teeth didn't have a guide to follow, and they came out really crooked.
All right, this is too far.
Yeah, this is.
I get the
generational,
like,
guilt.
The crowd prank.
That was
when
funny.
She said, like, her teeth were out. She was probably a little angry, but that was probably, like, good-hearted, and that was pretty funny.
It was fun. Now this is just mean.
Yeah, that's just
kind of malicious.
Like, you killed my daughter's future. You, like, ruined her entire smile.
That, okay, and about two tiny little bits left. That, of course, was all nonsense that I made up on the spot. JD was once again speechless. MD is now an adult, and her teeth are perfect. JD is probably still a jerk. I know I already said that above, but it feels so good to say it again. Okay, I'd say the original event, like, revenge was warranted.
Yeah, that was warranted. Because that was just funny.
And it was funny.
And
it wasn't, like, extreme.
Perfect.
The second part... She could have just, like, kind of laughed it off. She said she had almost forgotten about it anyway, too. But she went ahead and made him feel like that. He probably felt so guilty after that, like, he affected her life for a while. Like, I mean, that didn't seem warranted, but it is.
Not at all.
I will say it's still kind of funny.
I mean, I don't think that's funny, though, because it's...
I think it's funny.
The guy probably felt really bad in person.
Well, then maybe he should get better at Ultimate Frisbee.
I'm sure he's a professional now.
Probably. That probably was, like, motivation for him to get better.
He's probably a pro pickleball player by now.
Looking at the comments, pretty much everybody is... Okay.
Spit it out.
All the comments are kind of saying, like, that's awesome, that's cool. Nothing about what we were saying. Somebody said you have raised a petty woman, which I don't know if that's positive, and that was...
Well, I don't think that is positive. I think she's... Yeah. The commenter is calling the mom a petty woman.
But everybody else is here. I'll read. Round of applause for your daughter playing the part. I would have loved to see the look on his face, and I hope you treated her to ice cream or a toy for good acting. So, like, most people are like, pretty cool story.
Well, during the field, I would be like, or wherever it was, the first part, I would be like, that's a good story.
Yeah. But
some kind-hearted revenge. But saying, you, like, destroyed my daughter's smile for life, that's too far.
She didn't exactly say that. She just said she needed braces for the time being.
I took it a different way.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
Okay.
We're mostly in agreement here.
Yep. All right. Next up, we have evacuation throw-up jacket. Also another petty revenge story.
Ew.
I mean, yeah, just the title, it's not very descriptive.
Yeah,
but
I can't even tell what's going to happen in this story, but it doesn't sound pleasant. But I'm interested. You've got me hooked.
Okay.
Let's see.
It doesn't sound pleasant, but you just, like, love the sound of evacuation throw-up jacket.
That's not what I said. Continue. You're twisting my words.
All right. So, back in 2020, I lived on the Oregon coast. In September of that year, there was a widespread fire that grew out of control. September was particularly hot that year, and the fires didn't help the discomfort. As they got so close, the smoke engulfed the sky, leaving this dim orange hue, so it was hot and dark. We lost power for what felt like forever, but I believe it was 3 weeks. Honestly, the experience was quite traumatic, so none of us actually remember it the same. We had to use... Okay, what is funny about that?
What? It just seems unrelated. I'm a little confused.
How does it seem unrelated?
Can you just go over that again? I need a refresher. I was a little lost.
It's about, like, fires.
Okay.
And then we lost power for what felt like forever.
Okay, I picked up on that.
And then it was quite dramatic, so none of us really remember it the same.
Okay, what does that have to have with throw-up evacuation?
Well, maybe if you let me read the story, I'll get to it, Parks.
Well, like, okay, these are supposed to be lighthearted. That one was very, like, came out with a pretty sad...
Okay, let the story continue,
okay,
please.
Okay, I'll just let it continue.
All right. We had to use a cooler to keep perishables and did everything in essentially zero visibility because the smoke blocked the sun. We were living in darkness for weeks. Not a pleasant experience, to say the least.
Okay.
It finally came time for an active evacuation and kiss our home goodbye, as we may never see it again.
Aww. See, that's just so sad.
Yeah, it's a little sad.
Let's get on to it.
The lot of us had to split up between two cars. I ended up taking one of the three dogs at the time, who was very nervous in the car and threw up every time.
Oh, poor doggy.
Now we're getting to the story. We have the evacuation and throw up part.
Okay, I'm seeing it.
Two pieces of the puzzle.
Yep.
All right.
Continue.
Hold on, I'm finding my spot. I ended up taking one of the three dogs at the time who was very nervous in the car and who threw up every time. And the awful fire situation didn't help this poor dog. She puked on me profusely, exclamation point, over and over, and this dog was tiny.
Ew.
And right when I thought she had nothing left, I felt another warm glob on my jacket.
Why are you just taking it? Why don't you get a bag or something? That's disgusting.
I don't know.
Why are you...
I feel like she could better prepare for it.
I understand this is like,
maybe that's why she has the jacket on.
Maybe this is traumatic. I get that, but like, I feel like
maybe the jacket is meant as her covering, cause it's hot there. So why would she have a jacket on?
Yeah, I know, but yep. Still,
all the pieces are connecting.
No, not fully. She should have gotten like a bag or something. She's just letting the dog puke on her. That's not really
on the jacket.
Continue. Unimportant. Right. I'm just befuddled.
Alright. As I was probably going to lose everything at home anyways, I figured it was time to cut my losses and throw the jacket out of the car, because there was no chance of saving that. Here's the petty part. Can I get a drum roll? Okay, you can stop.
What is it?
Alright. Oh, in parentheses, and I don't believe that I was the petty one, actually.
Oh, okay.
After all the whole town has been through, and the hustle and bustle of the evacuation chaos, this random man saw me toss out my jacket and had the audacity to yell at me for littering.
Did he really?
In parentheses, as if the fire wouldn't literally eat it up in an hour. Of all the times to pick, he thought now was the time to be a Karen.
Dude, not the time to be a Karen.
Yeah, I mean, the fire's about to get it, and she's, like, fleeing from her home.
I know. That's
so, like... Yeah, don't litter.
Come on, like, what are you proving? That just seems really dumb.
Alright.
Continue. I'm on her side so far.
Well, joke's on him, because as he was picking it up to hand back to me, his face went sour, and I audibly heard a grueling, ugh. And we laughed as we drove away, making it the comedic relief of the entire shit show. Damn. If you're curious, our home did end up surviving the fire, but when we got back after weeks of darkness and a sudden evacuation, it looked like an abandoned house from The Walking Dead, still playing cards on the table and such. Last thing, there's a lot of things I won't forget about that time, but Puke Jacket Guy holds a special spot in my memories.
Okay. For this one, she didn't really commit any act of revenge. That was God's revenge, I feel like, for him being mean to those poor people that must be under so much stress.
Yeah, and he's evacuating too.
Yeah, I know. He should at least, like, empathize
like,
with them.
Why get out of your car?
I know. If there's a fire chasing you and you're getting
out of
your car...
Okay, it's not chasing you at 60 miles an hour.
Okay.
Maybe four.
Still. I mean, like... I don't know. I feel like you have more important things to worry about than...
I have to agree with that. Yep. And he's like, but also the fire's going to get it anyways. That's the dumbest part to me.
Yeah. I understand if she just littered. Okay, I feel like... Even if she just littered normally, it's a puke jacket. So she probably should have waited and threw it away at a trash can.
I wouldn't want to sit in a car with that thing.
Me neither. The dog might have thrown up again, though.
They might. Yeah, I wish she included that if it kept throwing up.
Hopefully they listened to my advice and just got a bag. This could have been prevented.
I mean, I'm going to call this lady not petty because she didn't really do anything.
She didn't do shit. Like, she just lit.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm going to call the other guy an idiot, though.
I wouldn't say if it was, like, warranted or not, because she didn't really do anything. Like, she didn't make a conscious decision that she was going to, like, put a puke jacket to, like,
get but this even, guy. But even if she told the guy, like, yeah, sorry, I'll take it in the trash. Can you bring it to me? Just to make him pick it up, and then he's like, that would still be...
That'd be petty, but I think the story didn't even say that.
I'm saying a hypothetical. I'm saying a hypothetical what if.
A theoretical hypothetical what if.
Yeah, yes. And I still think that wouldn't really be petty.
Okay.
Like, he's got bigger fish to fry.
Outre.
Thank all of you for listening. Hope you liked the episode. We'll see you on the other side.